ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is related to one of the very significant and important pillars of the Islamic creed, at least the practical part of the Islamic creed. I am referring to the pilgrimage to Mecca, which in Arabic we call the Hajj. Now, as you know, along with the ritual prayer, the fasting, the tax, the jihad, and commanding to good and forbidding evil, the Hajj and the pilgrimage to Mecca is one of the most significant acts which a Muslim performs in his life. And as you know, of course, we don't want to get into jurisprudential discussions regarding this, but the Hajj is a pilgrimage made to Mecca. And in this pilgrimage, a person goes to the sacred mosque, Masjid al-Haram. He visits the Kaaba, and he performs certain rites there. It's important. It's obligatory upon every Muslim to perform this once in his life if he has the ability to do so. The question we want to pose today is this. A lot of people, they have the ability to go. They have the money to do so, the resources, the ability they have. They're healthy, they can travel, but they postpone, the pilgrimage to Mecca. They keep postponing it until eventually they die. So the question we want to ask today is this: what is the consequences of a person abandoning the obligatory pilgrimage? What happens to him? What's going to happen to him in the other world, in the hereafter, if a person, he does this? Fortunately, in response to this question, we have a very beautiful hadith, or a number of hadith from the Prophet, as well as the Imams, alayhi wasalam, in which they allude to the consequences of such an action. In a very beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it's been mentioned that he said, "He who postpones the obligatory pilgrimage until he dies, Allah will resurrect him as a Jew or a Christian on the day of resurrection." So this is the consequence of doing such a deed. Anyways, a person will exit the state, the nation of Islam, and he'll be resurrected as another, as a follower of one of the other religions. Because this is such a very central and important, aspect of Islam. In another beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said the following: "He who abandons the pilgrimage for one of his worldly needs will not be able to satisfy that need until he sees the shaven heads," meaning until after he returns from the pilgrims, after the return of the pilgrims from Mecca. So a person, he thinks that, he has something to do. He might think, he's thinking that he has something to do and therefore he can't go. But he won't be able to do it because some God will prevent him from doing so. So it's better for him to go and perform his religious, duty. And by performing pilgrimage to Mecca. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the consequences of abandoning the obligatory pilgrimage in the light of the hadith of the Prophet and the Imams, alayhi wa salam, Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key, an IRIB English radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.